Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Chad Heiser, Sales and Operations Director at Lely. Chad, thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us today. We appreciate it. And how are things going out at Lely right now?
You know, things with Lely right now, other than with some challenges with the weather that I think everybody can probably relate to, our expansion project and our business today is right on track as to where we want it to be. The building is well underway. We have concrete going in. We have walls going up. We've got a lot of contractors on site doing a variety of tasks, so it's exciting to see that tangible building really start to take shape. You know, we'll be putting walls up over the next 30 days, so you really start to see a tangible building go into place. And for our business and specifically our team of employees, that's exciting to see that come together and know that in the next several months that will become our new North American headquarters and really become our home as we move into the new phase of our business.
Yeah, as I say, as you get that, as you said, that tangible building up, it starts to feel a little bit more like home and somewhere to go in the morning.
It really is. You know, a building, some people might say it's just a building, but a lot of times, especially for us with this expansion, it's exciting for us locally and in the U.S. market, but also for our global company. You know, this is our first production and assembly facility outside of our buildings and facilities in Holland, you know, outside of Rotterdam. So it's an exciting time for our company globally because it really signifies another move forward with our business on a global basis and the growth that we experience and certainly what we anticipate the North American market providing for us over the next several years. And using Pella as that base of operation to really grow that business forward, both here in the U.S. and Canada, is exciting not only for us here in the U.S., but for our global company as well.
And I did want to touch on that a little bit. What is the market like right now? Where are some of your products going?
You know, right now in the dairy industry, we're kind of riding the wave back up. Anybody that works in the dairy economy and the dairy industry in the listing area knows that price certainly drives, as any commodity does, drives a lot of the activity that goes on in the industry and certainly how people feel the industry and the business is really going. Right now, we're coming out of a lull or a low point over the last 12 to 18 months. Milk prices are stronger now, so we're seeing a lot of good activity, a lot of quotes going on, a lot of orders coming in, a lot of product being shipped to dealers, a lot of new projects going in. We're in the height of our season right now with installations of our dairy equipment, specifically the robotic milking equipment. Most of them going into new construction barns, so a lot of those got started after the frost went out of the ground in March and April. And now that equipment is being put in place and will come online probably in the next 30 to 60 days. So right now things are very good. The future market looks strong for right now, but we also know that we work in an industry that we have to be able to adapt and adjust to those commodity prices going up and down, and we're comfortable doing that. But that also doesn't change our long-term plans. You know, being a privately held organization, we make decisions for the long term, and we know that there's going to be peaks and valleys throughout that time period. But we have a longer-term vision, and we see the North American market being a tremendous opportunity for our company.
All right, excellent. And moving forward then, I know as we get that building put up and we're looking at some strong markets to serve, how's the hiring process going?
You know, that's a great point. The building is a tangible thing that you can see, touch, and feel. But in some ways, it's just a building. And really what makes the heart of a business is the people inside that building doing the work day to day, helping serve those dealers and those customers. And that's an exciting part for me personally and for our team here in Pella that's already on board, because we are just starting into the hiring process. We've got job opportunities that have already been posted. And I'd say over the next 30 to 60 days, your listeners are going to see quite a few more job opportunities come up. There's going to be a variety of positions, a variety of skill sets that we're going to be looking for to fill those positions. So, you know, I would just encourage everybody to keep your eye on those things. If you're looking for an opportunity, check us out. We're looking for high-quality, good team members that want to join a new, exciting, growing business, and what we offer.
Are we looking for more management-type things, production-type things, a little bit of everything?
It's really a little bit of everything. There's going to be, you know, some management-type positions in our finance and production areas. There's going to be some administrative and financial assistant jobs being available. And we're going to be looking for assembly and factory-type manufacturing positions as well. So real wide variety of positions. Again, we're kind of growing this organization from a baseline of a very small group, and we're bringing on a lot of different skills. So we're looking for a lot of different people.
And we know the economy is kind of rough right now, and jobs are a little bit hard to come by. So it's always great to hear a local employer looking for new jobs. Are you doing a lot of recruiting, and how's that?
We have done some recruiting. You know, there are a few positions that we are looking for kind of a diverse or a unique skill set that does kind of broaden our scope as some of the markets we're recruiting in. But frankly, we've been very pleased with even some of the candidates we've seen to date. There's a tremendous resource pool in this local area, and I say local area in that 30 to 60 mile radius around Pella. A lot of good skill sets. We're very fortunate in this area that we've got a lot of strong employers already in place. We've got a lot of those people that are looking at new opportunities as well, and they bring a good diverse experience background. So far, our efforts have turned up quite a few very positive candidates. So we're excited to continue to move that hiring process forward. And as we look at additional new positions and new people that might come in, we've got high hopes that we'll continue to see that high quality employment pool being out there.
All right, very good. And so far, everything's still pretty much on schedule. I know you touched on the weather holding back a little bit, but for the most part,
right now, the weather's been the biggest variable that we've had to manage around, and unfortunately nobody can control that's sitting in this room today. So that's just one of the things we accept. All the other plans as far as the project go are right on track. Depending on how the building continues to progress, we'll certainly may have to make a few minor adjustments. But right now, everything is on green light go, and that's exciting for us, and we continue to manage that on a week-by-week basis. And we'll make those adjustments if and when they come. But right now, we're still targeting that early fourth quarter time frame to move into the building, really start up a lot of those operations. And there'll be a transition time that'll happen probably over a 1 to 2 month period. We're not just going to be able to flip a light switch, but that's part of our planning process that we're well into right now. So all things right now look to be very positive.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Chad?
No, I would just say it's just an exciting time to be part of Lely, and it's just kind of continue to watch our progress and the building going up. That'll be the first tangible thing that your listeners can see and feel. But certainly watch for those job opportunities. That's our next major push, is to really grow our team of employees here in Pella.
All right, very good. Chad, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate
it. Thanks for the opportunity.